two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story, and it is developing news. Tragedy at a private Christian school in Nashville, Tennessee. Three children, three adults at that school shot and killed. Police say they were also able to shoot and kill the shooter.
We know at this point that this shooter is a female. She appears to be in her teens, although her identification has not been confirmed at this juncture. We know that she was armed with at least two assault-type rifles and a handgun.
Don Aaron with the Nashville Police Department says they are combing through the footage from the school, working to find any details that they can about the shooting. Annie Corden with ABC TV affiliate WKRN is at the scene, saying parents are frantically trying to get reunited with their children.
We had phalanxes of automobiles going in this direction, flying through intersections, Mach speed. It's like everybody is a daddy at that point and a mom want to get up here.
Still no word on any connection that the shooter may have had to that school. Severe Utah weather. Today's spring storm has a handful of people ready for this snow to stop.
I know we asked for water and all, but is this snow ever going to stop? This is a question Mike Getz in Centerville is probably thinking of as he digs out of yet another storm.
Right now, I'm tired of it. Like I said, just one more extra thing for me to do in my day. Work, and I got a baby inside who's not feeling so well, and it's just another thing.
This winter has been so crazy, Brent Vandermeet has had to make some investments.
I bought a snowblower because shoveling by hand, that was just too much, especially when it builds up, you know, 9-10 inches in one storm.
And if you're still looking forward to spring weather, don't hold your breath. More snow is coming Wednesday, which has many saying.
So excited.
Sounds great.
Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Crews have been busy helping drivers caught in the mess on the roads all morning. This weekend was the same story. Troopers responded to six crashes in Morgan County over Thursday through Sunday. One of those was a semi-truck that slid off the road into the Weber River. Now, the truck was hauling 72,000 pounds of beer when it lost control. Crews say they have responded to several situations involving semi-rollovers in that same spot. The man suing Gwyneth Paltrow over a 2016 skiing crash at Park City Resort is expected to take the stand today. Retired optometrist Terry Sanderson will likely testify about the crash and the concussion symptoms he says he suffered for years after. Paltrow's attorneys are expected to ask about his references to the movie star's fame and whether the lawsuit amounts to an attempt to exploit it. KSL's top national stories. At least 26 people have died in the aftermath of an F4 tornado that touched down in Mississippi. Barbara Pinkin says she hid in an industrial freezer while the building was getting torn apart by that tornado.
By the time we got to the cooler, I couldn't hear nothing but the ceiling falling.
No, Barbara. And Carolyn, I know that you're also... No, that's okay, hon. That's
just
okay.
Just had to be terrifying. Forecasters think that the tornado was on the ground for more than an hour, carving a huge swath through a 60-mile-long stretch of land. Contamination fears in Philadelphia's water supply.
Philadelphia officials trying to calm a nervous city after this weekend's chemical spill into the Delaware River in Bucks County to the north. Mike Carroll, Deputy Managing Director for Philadelphia's Office of Transportation, Infrastructure, and Sustainability, says for now the water is fine through tonight.
We have enough water to sustain a safe use
for drinking, cooking, all purposes through at least 11:59 p.m.
Still, residents are stocking up on bottled water by the caseload. Officials promising more updates on any sign of contamination. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Chipotle Mexican Grill has agreed to pay $240,000 to former workers. It's part of a settlement from a complaint that the company violated federal law by closing a restaurant where workers wanted to unionize. Chipotle announced it was permanently closing its Augusta, Maine location last year after workers filed a National Labor Relations Board petition for a union election. A lifeline for the failed Silicon Valley Bank. The FDIC says First Citizens Bank is buying the bulk of the bank and taking on its deposits, loans, and branches. ABC's Trevor Ault tells us the costs associated with the buyout and the fallout.
The FDIC estimates First Citizens bought SVB at a discount of more than $16 billion. The terms of the deal are very similar to Flagstar's takeover of Signature Bank a week ago, another bank that failed. Of course, lately we've heard so much about how customer deposits were insured. Well, the FDIC says SVB's collapse is likely going to end up costing the deposit insurance fund, which is paid for by bank fees, about $20 billion.
Now, the move will keep SVB branches open for its customers. Other national stories KSL is following. An American couple has been kidnapped in Haiti, where they are allegedly being held for ransom. This and other factors moving the U.S. State Department to issue a travel advisory.
Now, the State Department gives Haiti a level 4 travel rating. It's most urgent, saying, quote, do not travel to Haiti due to kidnapping, crime, and civil unrest. It also says any Americans currently in that country should leave as soon as it is safe to do so.
That is ABC's Matt Rivers reporting. First look traffic, Ricky Meese, man. What a day already.
Just another day of spring in Utah.
Another
yeah,
day in paradise.
It is. It is. And we are grateful for the moisture, but anybody ready for it to stop, raise your hand, and that includes me. Right now, it is affecting traffic. And for those mostly to the north, we do have weather conditions affecting the drive anywhere along I-15 or other major roadways from Centerville, really all the way up to Willard Bay. But that's where we have an accident alerted to me by a KSL traffic trooper. This is near the Willard area, mile marker 355, about 1200 south in that vicinity. And even though you have vehicles on both sides, it's mostly the right lane of traffic that's blocked. We also have a crash in Davis County, northbound I-15 near Burton Lane as you're going from Farmington up to Kaysville, and that's mostly to the right shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1206.
Breaking news is just one ask away.
Playing KSL News Radio.
Flooding near Tremont.
More teenagers are choosing to skip college.
In your home, tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio. Then listen in your car at 102.7 FM.
Here's what happens when you get brand new custom vinyl windows from Advanced Window Products. All of a sudden, your house has more curb appeal. Your home is more secure. Your heating and air conditioning bills tumble. And you have a local company in business 37 years standing behind their work for life. But that's not all. Since they build your custom windows at their facility in Salt Lake, there's no middleman markup. So you can save money on the highest quality windows on the market. Argon-filled double-pane glass. Insulation within the vinyl framing. Top of the line, built to spec. They will create magnificent bow windows, doggy doors cut into the glass. Any color, it's all custom, all installed by their team, and every window is guaranteed for life. Rocky Mountain and Dominion offer rebates. Advanced Windows offer 60-month 0% financing, and right now, save $2,000 on 10 windows or more. So save now, pay later. Call Advanced Window Products, 801-850-9100. That's 801-850-9100, or visit AdvancedWindowsUSA.com.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Nothing is every day.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News. We are keeping a close eye on the investigation into a shooting in Nashville, Tennessee. That shooting left three students and three school employees dead. KSL News Time, 12:08. A field of 64 teams has been winnowed down to four in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. ABC's Jim Ryan is in Texas, where the final four will tip off next weekend.
Only one of the schools playing for a chance at the championship has been in this spot before. UConn will face Miami as the Hurricanes make their first ever appearance in the Final Four, having come back to defeat the University of Texas on Sunday. San Diego State defeated Creighton on a late free throw earlier Sunday, earning the right to face Florida Atlantic. The two Final Four games are played next Saturday in Houston. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. And Ricky Misa, hopefully things looking better than it was a few hours ago.
It's definitely looking better in Salt Lake County, even in Davis County. But we still have some moisture coming down in parts of Davis, Weber, and Box Elder counties. And that's where we're seeing that it is affecting traffic. Now, for those who are traveling in the Box Elder County area, we have a crash at mile marker 355. That's about 1200 south in the Willard area. It is blocking a right lane of traffic and causing some big backups there. For Davis County drivers, an accident northbound I-15 near Burton Lane. That's going from Farmington to Kaysville. The best way to describe that is it's near the rest area. So for those of you familiar with that, just look for those vehicles that are way out of traffic over on the right shoulder. Then we have a crash in Weber County, southbound Washington Boulevard at 30th Street in Ogden. That's blocking a right lane. And another day in the canyons where restrictions remain in place. That's Big and Little Cottonwoods, as well as SR 92 in Utah County. Box Elder County is for the birds. The spring migration is in full swing at Bear River Migratory Bird Refuge. Find out more at visitboxeldercounty.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, we've got some morning lake effect snow showers for those living east and southeast of the Great Salt Lake. Those should taper off as we work into the lunch hour. High of 40 degrees today. By afternoon, could even see some peaks of sunshine. Overnight lows in the low 20s. And for tomorrow, low 50s, dry skies yet again. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And it looks like the snow is now stopped. Cloudy, 30 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Still to come on Utah's New News. We'll listen in on a press conference from Nashville police on the aftermath of this morning's tragic shooting in Tennessee. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com. Utah's all-day companion for news.
Winter blues cracking up your teeth? I have a solution for you. Right now at Grandpa's Dental, you can get all on four dental implants and a trip to Hawaii. Aloha, I'm Jessica. My grandpa believed that quality dental care should be affordable to all. And I believe that everyone should visit Hawaii at least once in their lifetime. That's why at Grandpa's Dental, we are giving you a trip to paradise when you purchase your all-on-four dental implants package. Experience affordable quality dental care and a trip to Hawaii only at Grandpa's Dental. Be a part of our Ohana and schedule your appointment at grandpasdental.com. Available for a limited time, servicing Salt Lake and Utah counties. Visit grandpasdental.com.
Say no to dentures and get your all-on-four dental implant package today and a trip to Hawaii to show them off at Grandpa's Dental. Schedule your appointment today at grandpasdental.com. This package is only available for a limited time. Visit grandpasdental.com. Grandpasdental.com.
As you near retirement, there's a lot you need to know about how your money will be taxed. How will it be taxed today? How might it be taxed when you're retired? Utah's retirement specialists, Capital Wealth Advisors, have a complimentary report called Tax Strategies for Retirement. See the updated tax brackets and current itemized deductions, as well as strategies to potentially lower your tax bill in the future, and much more. Call 801-210-5500 or go to retireutah.com to receive receive this complimentary report. That's 801-210-5500 or go to retireutah.com. Take charge of your taxes today to help you keep more of the money you've earned. Get tax strategies for retirement from Capital Wealth Advisors by calling 801-210-5500 or visiting retireutah.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Advisory services offered through Capital Wealth Advisors, LLC, a State of Utah registered investment advisor.
Did you know Shields does golf fittings year-round by our golf experts? Whether you're looking to improve your distance, accuracy, or just wanting a confidence boost, your local Shields has a fitting bay with experts ready to get you custom fit in the latest and greatest products from all the top vendors. Plus, Titleist and Callaway's new lines of 2023 clubs are here. Call your local store or stop in to speak with a golf expert today. Make this season your best by getting your own custom fitting at Shields.
Tax refund shock is everywhere. But what is it?
My tax refund shrank.
Mine too.
The culprit? Pandemic-related stimulus payments and tax credits expiring. In this reporter's opinion, you need a tax expert.
Hey guys, Jackson Hewitt guarantees your biggest refund.
And tax prep is 50% off? Going there now.
50% off is a limited-time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max value $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms.
Any Hour Services free furnace sale is going on right now. If you haven't scheduled your free estimate yet, do it now. Call Any Hour Services today or schedule online at anyhourservices.com.
Breaking news on KSL News Radio. Authorities have identified the suspect in the Nashville Elementary School shooting as a 28-year-old woman. Three adults, three children are dead after the shooting at a private Christian grade school in Nashville, Tennessee. Police say that she was carrying two assault-type rifles and a handgun. Officials say she was shot and killed by police at the scene. KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
we asked for water, ended up breaking records, but now some people have had just about enough of this snow. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, the people of Nashville, Tennessee are reeling from that mass shooting this morning. The three students, three staff members are dead after a shooting at a private Christian elementary school. Third, traffic and weather together, beginning with Ricky Meese.
And we are now at emergency traffic. We have all lanes blocked northbound I-15 due to a multiple vehicle crash with probable injuries in Box Elder County. And this is northbound I-15, about mile marker 352. Now, that's after Far West as you're going to the South Willard area. Again, all lanes of travel are blocked. No traffic getting through. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Some AM snow showers this morning, then clearing. I'm Matt Johnson.
Cloudy, 30 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. A private Christian school in Nashville, Tennessee, the site of the nation's latest mass shooting. Former NYPD Chief of Detectives Robert Boyce, now an ABC News contributor. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is delaying plans to overhaul the country's judiciary until the next legislative term in May. But for now, the protests across the country continue.
I'm on one of the main streets in Tel Aviv, and it's completely blocked. The airport still isn't functioning properly. There is a mass strike, which means lots of people are not in their jobs. Universities are closed down, hospitals. So Benjamin Netanyahu really has caused an enormous crisis here. It might be that they are now on the way out of that crisis.
ABC's James Longman in Tel Aviv. At least 21 people are dead after an EF4 tornado tore through parts of Mississippi over the weekend. The community of Rolling Fork was hit especially hard.
I was in the bathroom. I looked up, it was a truck had landed on top of the bathroom. So I panicked a little bit, and I found my way out, and I yelled for help, and someone came over to help me.
She works at an ice cream store that took a direct hit from the twister. First Citizens Bank buying what's left of Silicon Valley Bank, taking on all its loans and deposits, and reopening all of its branches. You're listening to ABC News.
Developing news on KSL News Radio. Officials say three adults and three children are dead after a shooting at a private Christian grade school in Nashville, Tennessee. Police say they engaged with and killed the suspect.
When the officers got to the second level, they saw a shooter, a female, who was firing. The officers engaged her. She was fatally shot by responding police officers. There was a five-member team who was on the that was on the second floor at that time. Two individuals from that five-member team opened fire on the shooter. We know at this point that this shooter is a female. She appears to be in her teens, although her identification has not been confirmed at this juncture. We know that she was armed with at least two assault-type rifles and a handgun. We are efforting now to identify her. She entered the school through a side entrance and traversed her way from the first floor to the second floor, firing multiple shots. We now know that there are three students who were fatally wounded, as well as three adults inside the school. We are working to identify those victims. Including the shooter, a total of seven persons were killed as a result of this morning's incident at the school.
And since this news conference in the last few minutes, we did learn that they have identified the shooter as a 28-year-old woman. Now, the first call on this shooting came in at 10:13 in the morning. Police say the shooter was dead in less than 15 minutes. KSL News Time, 12:19. Traffic and Weather Together is brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Let's check in now with Ricky Meese. And Ricky, we have an emergency traffic situation in Box Elder County.
We do. We are bumping this up to emergency traffic. I don't have official closures stated, but definitely I-15 blocked in all lanes of traffic and no one getting through. It's due to a multiple vehicle crash with probable injuries. And when I say multiple vehicles, there are maybe 5 to 7 vehicles involved, and many of those are tractor trailers. And for that, it's going to take a long time to clear. This is northbound I-15 at mile marker 352, about 8650 south in the South Willard area. Now, to describe this, I don't know that I'm going to do a very good job. But if you are traveling northbound I-15, you do not want to go past 2700 North. And that's going to be in the far west area on the way. It's prior to Smith and Edwards. Everybody knows where that is. So after far west, that's exactly where I would exit and hop over to Highway 89 because the delays are almost reaching back to that in Weber County. So with this being not far from the Willard Bay area, you're going to see that long line of traffic. As lanes narrow down to 2 and 3 lanes of travel on I-15. And we have, again, a parking lot that continues to grow. So, again, this is northbound I-15. Do not go past far west if you don't want to encounter these delays. And if you are allowed to travel on Highway 89, I'm not sure about big box trucks in this area or tractor trailers, but Highway 89 is going to be the best option for travel. Or if you know any of those secret passageways to get around it, do so. But this is going to take a long time to be cleared out of the way. So again, it's something you need to anticipate if you're driving from Weber into Box Elder County. Now, the cleanup continues in Weber County of a crash southbound Washington Boulevard at 30th Street. And then we also have a crash in Davis County northbound I-15 near the Kaysville rest area. If winter weather and snowplows turned your parking lot into Swiss cheese full of holes, call Utah's trusted paving, asphalt, and concrete specialist. Go Pave Utah. For free same-day estimates, call Go Pave Utah. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-8 forecast. How about some morning lake effect snow showers east and southeast of the Great Salt Lake, clearing by this afternoon, high of 40. 52 tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. 55 on Wednesday, with a chance for rain, snow, showers late in the day. 45 on Thursday, rain, snow likely, mostly cloudy for your Friday, 46. Saturday's 55, mostly cloudy, and the clouds stick around. On Sunday, 50 degrees. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Right now, mostly cloudy skies and 30 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Quick check of the markets. The Dow up by more than 200 points. We'll check your money news coming up next on KSL News Radio.
You don't have to be officially engaged to start looking at engagement rings together. I'm a jewelry consultant here at Chain Company, and we have couples come in all the time to see our great selection. A lot of them like to pick out their top 3 rings. They make it a date,
and it's fun.
With so many options to create a one-of-a-kind ring, you may not know where to start, and that's where we come in. We're here to help. Shane Company has over 1,000 engagement rings in every price range, from sparkling pave styles to elaborate halo designs. High-quality rings in yellow gold, white gold, rose gold, and platinum. For your center stone, Shane Company offers all shapes and sizes of natural diamonds, lab-grown diamonds, and a broad spectrum of natural, colorful gemstones, from over a dozen colors of sapphires, to rubies, to peach morganite, and more. Come see us at Shane Company today, and have some fun picking out your engagement ring together.
Now you have a friend in the jewelry business, Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Get the car or truck you want and a competitive offer for your trade at Performance Automotive in Bountiful. Looking for your first car? Maybe you want rugged power or the stylish ride.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Your dreams, new or used. Performance Automotive in Bountiful is the car or truck you need. Plus, they'll give you a competitive offer on your trade and a check on the spot. Performance Automotive in Bountiful. Ford, Lincoln, Honda, Toyota, and Ford Truck Country in Woods Cross. Performance Automotive.
From big cities to small towns, red rocks to white peaks. You can be ThermWise. Because with Dominion Energy's ThermWise program, you can learn simple energy-saving measures to improve efficiency now and find out about upgrades and rebates that may help you save even more. We're helping families and businesses all over Utah conserve energy and save money. And we can help you, too. Start with a home energy plan at ThermWise.com.
Hey, this is Chris with JCW's. Not filling a burger? We've got you covered. Try one of our hot ribeye, turkey, or BLT sandwiches, and you'll understand why we say JCW's, quality and a lot of it.
KSL News Time 1225. If you've scrolled through your social feeds in the last few days, you may have encountered a particularly stylish image of the Pope. But as ABC's Mike Dabowski explains, it's not real.
No, Pope Francis was not photographed donning a bright white puffer jacket with a bejeweled crucifix. But on Twitter, many people thought he was. An image which came to be known as the Balenciaga Pope was created using the artificial intelligence tool Midjourney and posted to Reddit Friday. It was then reposted to Twitter by several users, some of whom did not specify that it was made by an AI. The image went viral, with one tweet being viewed more than 23 million times. It comes days after AI images of former President Trump being arrested in New York made the rounds on social media last week. Mike Dabowski, ABC News.
Watching Utah's money, Uber Eats is clearing out their app. The food delivery company will stop letting restaurants list multiple brands with the same menu. The Wall Street Journal reports that these delivery-only ghost kitchens got super popular during the pandemic, but now they are cracking down. KSL drives another round of recalls for Hyundai and Kia. More than 100,000 Hyundai Palisades are getting recalled because the window wipers can fail. That's on top of more than 500,000 recalled Kias and Hyundais that could catch fire because of an electrical short.
Failure to meet at sunrise will result in execution.
John Wick Chapter 4 debuted with $73.5 million at the box office. The fourth installment in the Keanu Reeves Assassin series blew past expectations and previous opening weekends for the franchise. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 254 points, sitting at 32,492. S&P 500 up by 17, and the NASDAQ gets down by 20 points.
Twice a year, KSL looks forward with you to General Conference. Our coverage starts Saturday at 9:30 and Sunday at 8. It's the 193rd Annual General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Listen for sessions broadcast live all weekend. On your radio at 102.7 FM at 1160 AM and on the app for KSL News Radio.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
When you hire your local CertaPro painters, you get the power of doing it right. Detailed project proposals, excellent customer service, and trusted professionals who get the job done on time and on budget.
The power of experience.
We're kings of the scaffolding and pros with the stucco. We've been there, done that. Get your project started at CertaPro.com and get
the power of pro.
Each CertaPro painter's business is independently owned and operated.
We do have an emergency traffic situation in Box Elder County. Traffic and weather is brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Let's get the latest with Ricky Meese.
Northbound I-15 near Willard Bay is closed due to a multiple vehicle crash. If you're trying to get through the Willard area, the delays are already stacking up pretty quickly. Do not go past Far West. And I'd exit I-15 prior to that, even in the Marriott-Slaterville area. Work my way over to Highway 89 if you have to continue north just until you can get past South Willard and the Bay, and then make your way back over to I-15. But right now we have several miles of solid stop traffic due to this multiple vehicle crash with probable injuries in the South Willard area. Now, if you are traveling I-15 in Davis County, we still have some snowflakes coming down, and the slushiest portion is going to be I-15 with slower speeds, especially on the southbound side between Layton Hills Mall down to about Park Lane in Farmington, clearing on all the Salt Lake County freeways. But we really, but once again, we have restrictions in place for Big and Little Cottonwood Canyon and on SR 92 in Utah County. Type O positive blood, ARUP Blood Services needs you. Need has never been greater with national and local shortages. ARUP has two locations open all week with walk-ins welcome. Call or visit utahblood.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, morning lake effect snow showers mainly east and southeast of the Great Salt Lake. Then clearing this afternoon, we'll go for a high of 40 degrees. 23 overnight, partly cloudy. We keep it dry skies for tomorrow, partly cloudy, high of 52. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now the snow is stopped, 30 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
And good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1231. KSL's top story this hour, it is developing news. Police in Nashville, Tennessee say three students, three staff members are dead after a shooter opened fire at a private Christian school today. Ashley Beasley of Highland Park, Illinois, was near the Nashville school when gunfire erupted. She told police she and her son survived at the Highland Park shooting last summer.
I have been lobbying in D.C. since we survived a mass shooting in July. I have met with over 130 lawmakers. How is this still happening? How are our children still dying, and why are we failing them?
Police say they were able to shoot and kill the gunman after they opened fire. Allie Lynch with ABC TV affiliate WKRN says the school is for students from grades pre-K through sixth grade.
We're still working to determine the ages of those children. We know Metro Police killed the shooter, and parents are asked to go to Woodmont Church to meet their children. Earlier, we had crews there. They say that they saw children running down the street.
The shooting suspect has been identified as a 28-year-old woman from Nashville. Severe weather. Don't hold your breath for a break in the snow. Climatologists are looking at more snow and winter temperatures for the next few weeks. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with details. Amy?
Maria, we are now in uncharted territory, according to John Mayer with the Utah Climate Center.
As of this Saturday, 2023 is now the current snowpack record statewide.
Mayer says that we're getting to the point where we want to start actually seeing some of this snow melt. But instead, he's confident the storms will continue for the next few weeks.
The parade of winter storms should continue to add to our snowpack totals and keep the state cool.
Mayer says that this will continue to delay any kind of melt-off.
And that's what usually leads to the big flooding problems, like what we saw back in 83 when people were kayaking down Salt Lake City streets.
Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
People in Davis County are digging out of yet another snowstorm, and we are only 5 days away from April. Brent Vandermeed in Centerville says this winter made him invest in a snowblower.
Yeah, that's why I bought a snowblower. Because shoveling by hand, that was just too much. Especially when it builds up, you know, 9-10 inches in one storm. That's just intense.
And you heard Amy. More snow is expected Wednesday, potentially through the end of the week. High school softball is just one of the sports being affected by this never-ending winter weather. Bonneville High softball coach Shelby Healy says this year's seniors were freshmen during 2020, and they couldn't play then either.
We had a dad call it the snowvid year because that COVID year, we just didn't get to play at all.
Healy says all the spring sports are fighting for indoor practice space at the school, including boys and girls track, baseball, boys and girls lacrosse, and boys tennis. Experts are weighing in on why a herd of elk keeps returning to wander around Salt Lake near Parley's Canyon. KSL News Radio's Hugo Ricard-Bell reports.
This winter, there have been a number of cases where big game have come down from the mountains, looking around at some new real estate. But why? Are they just looking for a sea change? Well, according to experts from the DWR, the cause is actually pretty straightforward. The heavy snowpack has covered all of their food, so they're actually just hungry and heading down the slopes to see if they can have a nibble at your lawn.
Right now, officials say there are about 20 to 40 elk near Foothill Boulevard and the Country Club Golf Course. Breaking news on KSL News Radio. Two more people are dead, another in critical condition after an accident involving multiple cars and several semis on I-15 in Box Elder County. UHP has closed northbound traffic at mile marker 351. They say the traffic can get back on the highway at 357. Wasatch Hollow Nature Preserve is holding water right now, and officials are asking people that live nearby to avoid the area. Salt Lake City public officials say that the detention basin is designed to hold water before it runs downstream. Now, officials say the system is not clogged and is functioning properly, but this will probably happen several times this spring thanks to all the snow that we've been getting. KSL's top national stories this hour. Ongoing protests in France over the government's plan to reform pensions.
Demonstrators blocking all entrances to the Louvre Museum on Monday as they continue to protest French President Emmanuel Macron's plan to raise the minimum retirement age from 62 to 64. Museum workers were among those barring tourists from seeing the likes of the Mona Lisa. Another nationwide day of strikes and protests will be held on Tuesday. So far, Macron has stood firm, showing no indication he's likely to backtrack on pension reform. Inez de la Guterra, ABC News. Paris.
First look traffic. Let's get a look at that situation in Box Elder County with Ricky Meese.
It's pretty nasty up there. Right now, northbound I-15 is closed at what many driving through that area would be familiar with at SR 126. That's mile marker 351. That's in the South Willard area of Box Elder County, but you already have a solid delay all the way to Far West. If I were traveling north and needed to get around this, I would definitely hop off of I-15. And I wouldn't go past Marriott Slaterville at all. And I would make my way over to Highway 89 to get around this. But for right now, there is no estimated time as to when this is going to reopen. It's going to take a while for them to investigate. But northbound I-15 closed due to a double fatality with a crash involving multiple vehicles, including semis. And this is in Box Elder County near South Willard. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1237.
Boyd Matheson helps you to think about the news differently.
The big test for the president is going to be his battle within his own party.
Join an elevated conversation inside sources from 1 to 3. Then Jeff Kaplan and his minute of news on the drive home on KSL News Radio.
Filing your taxes can be difficult, and every year seems to bring even greater challenges. As you prepare for tax season, potential audits, employee retention credits, and child tax credits are just a few things that may be on your mind. Certified public accountants are the trusted advisors you can rely on to address your specific tax needs. As you try to make sense of tax filing this year, know that your CPA receives constant training and updates throughout the year. CPAs are an integral part of tax policy conversations in Utah as well. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs also provide personal financial planning, business growth strategies, and general accounting services. Hire a CPA for the best in tax planning. Listen to KSL every Monday for tax tips from the UACPA. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. This takes art off the page and brings it to life. Welcome to Dreamscapes, where art empowers and inspires. Explore digital and physical artwork created by over 100 artists using upcycled and reclaimed materials. Dreamscapes is Utah's first environmentally sustainable attraction, offering over 15 immersive rooms. Find details at dreamscapes.art. Dreamscapes, in partnership with the Utah Office of Tourism.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top story. Police are learning more details into that fatal shooting in Nashville, Tennessee, at an elementary school. It left three children and three adults dead. Airport security officials are turning to technology similar to full body scanners to try and keep prohibited items out of the country.
Thousands of vehicles come into the U.S. every day over the Bridge of the Americas in El Paso. The problem, says Jerry Pacheco, the president of the Border Industrial Association.
It's so hard to inspect every single vehicle that's crossing the border.
Passenger vehicles at that bridge and then other ports of entry will pass through a scanner that can see drugs, weapons, even people hidden inside.
This will help greatly in increasing the chances of keeping stuff out of our borders that we don't want here.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
We do have an emergency traffic situation in Box Elder County. Traffic and Weather Together is brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Let's go back over to the traffic center. Ricky Meese, what's happening there?
Well, the crash that occurred northbound on I-15 in the South Willard area, about mile marker 353, it involved multiple vehicles, including several semis. We already have a couple of fatalities and other injuries being addressed, and that has forced the closure of I-15. They are closing it at mile marker 351, and so you're going to need to, all traffic will be diverted off right there at mile marker 351 near Willard, and then you can get back on to I-15 at mile marker 357 and just follow the detour that they have in place. They are trying to get traffic through, but for right now we still have several miles of solid stop traffic. If you're heading northbound I-15 and going through Davis and Weber County on the way to Box Elder County, you first have to get through snow delays in Farmington and again through Layton up to Roy. But if you're approaching Weber County, try to exit and plan ahead at Marriott Slaterville or at the latest Far West, and Highway 89 is going to be your better option. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
We'll be running a solid 15 degrees cooler or more below the normal for today, high of 40 degrees, partly cloudy by afternoon. Overnight lows, low 20s. And for tomorrow, how about some more partly cloudy skies and a high near 52? From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sun is working hard to come out. 34 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news. Multiple ski resorts have broken their snowpack records. We'll hear from a Ski Utah spokesperson on the impact we're seeing on the ski industry. That's next on KSL News Radio.
Hi, guys. It's Mark with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with ED and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. This can help bring back spontaneity into your relationship that can help increase connection. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and you'll not only get the assessment and blood flow ultrasound free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Guys, put a stop to your ED and get your life back. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now to qualify. 801-901-8000.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away.
and the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering professional-grade industrial supplies, plus real-time product availability and access to experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale starts now with limited quantity deals on select performance PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Save on select Vostro laptops with built-in security features and select Latitude laptops with enhanced privacy, collaboration, and connectivity. Save on select essential accessories plus free shipping and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hi, Doug Wright, and it's always easy for me to talk about the Kinetico soft water system. When friends ask me about it, sometimes people just stop me in the grocery store and they say, okay, really, now what's the deal with Kinetico? I go, we've had it in two different homes now. We absolutely love the Kinetico soft water system, and it truly is 70% more efficient than anything else out on the market today. And here's the best way to really explain what a difference that makes. When I put one bag of salt in our system, a neighbor who has a differing system will put in three. It's that dramatic, and it's totally non-electric. I mean, we just went through the time changes and everything. How many things did you have to adjust and turn it back or forward, whatever the deal might be? You never have to worry about that with Kinetico. It's totally mechanical. This really is the time to call my friends at Kinetico, 801-576-8600, or go to softwaterutah.com.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First, three students and three staff members are dead in Nashville, Tennessee after a shooting at an elementary school. Officers say the shooting suspect and a 28-year-old woman died after police arrived at the scene. Second, we do have a crash involving fatalities in Box Elder County. We'll continue to keep you up to date. And let's get the latest now on that with Ricky Meese.
Northbound I-15 is closed in the South Willard area due to this multiple vehicle crash involving several tractor trailers. Right now, you have stop-and-go delays back to Far West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Snow showers tapering off, then dry skies. Look for a high of 40 this afternoon. I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 34 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national story.
Seven dead after a mass shooting at a private Christian school in Nashville, Tennessee. That includes three children and the shooter, who police spokesman Don Aaron says is female.
We are efforting now to identify her. She entered the school through a side entrance and traversed her way from the first floor to the second floor, firing multiple shots.
Ashley Beasley and her son were near the school at the time of the shooting. They're from Highland Park, Illinois, the site of another mass shooting less than a year ago.
I have been lobbying in D.C. since we survived a mass shooting in July. I have met with over 130 lawmakers. How is this still happening? How are our children still dying, and why are we failing them?
Authorities are now in the process of reuniting students and their families. The governor of Tennessee, Bill Lee, is asking people to pray for the victims, their families, and the community. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Multiple ski resorts have already busted through their snowpack records, and the white stuff just keeps falling. Joining me live on the KSL Newsline is Ski Utah Communications Director Allison Palmentier. Thank you, Allison, for being with me today.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us about which resorts have now passed their records so far this year.
You know, a number of our resorts here have passed their records. It's been an incredible year for snowfall. Snow Basin, Alta has crossed their record, Solitude, Deer Valley, and many more to come, I'm sure.
So describe how that has impacted the area and the ski industry, all this snow.
It's been really great. Obviously, snowfall presents some challenges as far as getting people safely up the mountain and making sure that people remain safe from avalanches. But overall, it's been really positive. Great for lift lines because resorts have been able to open terrain really quickly and spread people all throughout the mountains. Most of our mountains have, you know, their entire terrain open now. So it's just been really great, and we're excited to keep skiing into spring. We opened early, and many of our resorts will be staying open late as well.
Yeah. Any idea how long they will stay open?
I encourage you to check skiutah.com for exact closing dates. We keep them super up to date, but many of them have extended seasons well into April, if not May.
Right. I heard Kevin Eubank telling an earlier show today that even though we've surpassed that 700-foot mark, that we could surpass the 800-foot mark.
It's definitely not out of the question, especially with how much it's been snowing today. I mean, Snow Basin in the last 24 hours, I believe, reported 33 inches, which is absolutely incredible. So we're just excited to see what comes for snowfall. And if we hit that 800 record, that would be amazing.
Yeah. What are you seeing as far as skiers? I mean, are they still coming out in droves?
People are definitely still visiting. We're winding up the end of spring break here, so it's starting to quiet down as we move into April, but people are definitely still excited to be coming out to Utah, especially people from the East Coast who maybe didn't have quite as snowy as a season as we've had here in Utah. So, you know, it's definitely still visiting, but starting to wind down a little bit.
Allison, we appreciate your time. Thanks for being with me today.
Thank you.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.